Several years ago, near the end of the Broccoli War, and hundreds of miles away in the halfling village of Littletoke, a young Nora Dankleaf sits in her favorite pub, the Smoked Gouda. Much to her and the other Tokians' chagrin, gruff human soldiers enter the pub and begin harassing the halflings. Nora watches with increasing anger as one soldier with a particularly ugly, sneering face grows drunker and meaner. When the soldiers finally move on, something in Nora makes her decide to follow. Sticking to the shadows, she sees the soldiers give up on getting the ugly, sneering soldier back into their barracks and leave him slumped against the outhouse. Watching quietly for several minutes, it becomes clear to Nora that this soldier is out cold. Her heart racing, Nora approaches the sleeping figure and decides to get her revenge. Slipping her tiny hands into the soldier's pockets, she carefully removes everything she can, and much to her delight, finds herself 5 gold pieces richer. Sneaking back towards the pub, Nora thinks to herself, "Well, that was fun."
Last time, on Questies, at a Newham bar called the Restless Quill, the Questies caught up with an old friend.
He looks exactly like Jiminy Smalls, the strange young boy you met in the underground jail cell.
And then he sees you guys and he's like, "Oh shit.
I cast Command and say, "Sit down."
"Look, you were gonna tie me up. I jumped down the hole. I tried to get away from you. I saw some bars. I ran through them and I kept running until I got home.
How did you get there?"
"I don't know what happened at all. I have no memory. I just blacked out. I had a bad day. I lost a bunch of the poker tables and I couldn't remember when I woke up and I don't know what to do."
They met Warwick Madtower, friend of Cass, Tia, and Torin, a group of concerned Newham citizens.
"Warwick Madtower, great to meet you."
"Yo, dude, I'm Zeph. Nice to meet you. What's up? Are you a cop?"
Megan deciphered the order given to them for their fake bandit quest and discovered a shadowy secret.
What it says is 1 halfling rogue, 1 tiefling sorcerer, 1 human wizard, and 1 gnome cleric. And then it signed the Dungeon Master's Guild.
Oh boy, this is a meta.
So Megan brought their new friends up to speed.
So it seems as if there was a substance that made you crazy.
And Fnabby proposed a daring scheme to learn more about the card game kidnappers.
"I go play poker and act like I'm getting really drunk, and you guys wait and see if anybody comes and tries to kidnap me."
Yeah, Fnabby, you got me.
I'm Garrett, the Dungeon Master, joined by Eno,
Zephyr Oath Highslayer, Tiefling Sorcerer,
Ro,
Nora Dankleaf, Halfling Rogue,
Jules,
Nabcup Bepliup Wombin, Gnome Cleric,
Andrew,
Megan, Human Wizard,
and Grady,
Hawk Moonwing, Human Rogue.
And this is Questies.
So everyone is at the Restless Quill in Newham. The 5 of you had some drinks with Cass, Tia, and Warwick, and Duke, the bar owner, is behind the bar. You're all a little drunk, and there's a little bit of time to kill before the card game. So what are you up to?
I snap into a Slim Jim table. I'm just chowing down on this Slim Jim.
What kind of activities do they have at this bar? Is there like a pool table or a dartboard or something?
A shuffleboard.
Yeah, beanbag toss maybe.
A hatchet throw.
What's that game where it's like cornhole? They've got cornhole.
I love that game.
Oh boy, great. But they got brunch too. Zeph is going to go up to Duke and be like, "Hey man, you guys ever like do any shows? Need any performers?"
"Yeah, sure. You got a fiddle or something?"
"No, I do more like a light show kind of thing. Kind of like a projections, you know?"
Navi butts in and says, "I do some great spoken word stuff too."
"Yeah, this guy does spoken word." "Great. My buddy Hawk over here, he can flip like a flip boy. He's
you guys
great.
Are like a traveling circus or something?"
"Yeah."
"No, not a circus." "Okay.
Yeah, a circus."
"Yeah, but it's higher brow. It's like..."
"Oh, so you're classy, like Cirque du Soleil sort of deal?"
"Yeah."
I don't speak Italian, but yeah, that sounds right.
"All right, well, we have a performance corner. You're free to use it."
"So like we're doing this for tips is what you're saying?"
"That's on you."
"How about a bar bar tab, too.
I don't know what I would pay you for to do your little Cirque du Soleil stuff, but...
Well, you know, I mean, we'll bring some people in, people will stick around, they'll have a good time, they'll buy more drinks.
How about we run it through a trial run first?
You drive a hard bargain, Duke. Hawk, Fnabby, what do you say? Let's put on a show for these nice people. Make a little scratch.
Yeah, let's go.
Let's wow a crowd.
All right, we all walk over to the performance area. I motion to Duke to kill the, you know, dim the lights a bit.
He reluctantly dims the lights with magic, I guess.
he blows out a couple torches or something.
They're torches. Yeah, I guess he like puts out a couple torches.
Zeph, what's your plan?
Oh, so okay, so I'm gonna create this like visual thing. Like it's gonna be a lot of like fog and like flashing lights and stuff like that. And
Snappy rips out his scribbled sheet of poetry. You just tell me when, I'll lay this on them. And they're gonna be blown off their asses.
All right, and Zeph starts with a thundering sound using minor illusion to like create like this sustained booming and like shaking, and then makes two like giant sparks explode behind Fnabby with prestidigitation to like create this like blue and green glow.
While that's going on, Fnabby uses thaumaturgy to make his eyes glow bright blue, and he rips off his skull cap to reveal his flaming head. I don't know if I've done that yet. Yeah, I wanted to make continual flame on my head, but I don't know if I've done that. But anyway.
You have pretty much the intention of the entire bar. They're not, like, fully engaged, but they're looking directly at you now, and they're still continuing their conversations.
I say, listen up and gather around, everyone. I want to tell you about me and my patron and god, Garl Glittergold. And I start stomping my feet.
Hawk goes on one knee before him and says, tell me about Garl Glittergold.
And every time somebody says Glittergold, gold glitter erupts from out of their mouths.
Yeah, I say, I am the very model of a cleric of Garl Glittergold. I've information, spiritual, magical, and civil code. I know the pantheon, and I can quote acts ecumenical from Morden to St. Cuthbert and order Arline Menticle. I'm very well acquainted, too, with matters necromantical. I can turn the undead, be they wraithlight, ghoul, or skeletal. About Glittergold's glory, I am teeming with a lot of news, with many cheerful facts about his gnomish retinues. I'm very good at disguises and charming wary gamblers. I know the way to a lot of Frogger, Cummins, Salamandalus. In short, in matters spiritual, magical, and civil code, I am the very model of a cleric of Garl Glittergold. In fact, when I can save some gold without all of it squandering, when I can read a prayer book without getting bored and wandering, and when affairs like chatting or lighting torches I'm more wary at, when I can say a single thing and someone says it's very apt, when I can lift more than 10 pounds, or at least maybe can swing a mace, when I show up to the courtroom and they say I have a winsome face. In short, when my lack of wit or unseemliness can be excused, you'll say a better cleric of Garl G has never cast cure wounds. Or my presence in a room, though I try to be agreeable, makes people want to leave, so I'll take charm classes remedial. But still, in matter spiritual, magical, and civil code, I am the very model of a cleric of Garl Glittergold. And I cast thaumaturgy to make my voice louder and more resonant.
And then I have, like, explosions having behind him as he punctuates every sentence.
And it's another resounding 10 of a performance check.
Zeph, you were helping him, right?
Yeah.
Can you roll performance check as well?
Okay.
I want you to both roll with advantage.
Oh, because it was so good?
Oh, yeah, that was great.
I got 22.
That one's an 11.
Okay. You get a pretty resounding amount of applause there. People are fully into this.
We have to pass around our hats. Everybody take off your hats. Give me all your hats.
We collect the hats from the entire audience and run out of the bar.
I take their hats and pass them around and say, put money in these hats, please.
A particularly drunk half-elf says, rounds for them on me.
Dope.
You got rounds, and Duke is like, all right, and he gets you drinks of your choice.
Does this half-elf look like he might be a little bit wealthy or anything?
He looks like he might be a little bit wealthy, yeah. I mean, this is...
Hawk wants to talk to that half-elf who bought the drinks.
I want to try to pick his pockets.
Okay.
I guess...
Those are going to happen at the same time.
Yeah, one goes from the front, one goes from the back. That's a double-cheated, maybe.
Just like old times.
whole time.
You guys both pass around a hat, Fnabby and Zeph. While Hawk, do you want to talk to this guy? And Ro, I want you to, if Hawk's going to talk to him while this is happening, I want you to roll stealth with advantage to get up close enough.
Okay.
Yeah, Hawk would play it cool if he saw Nora going in for a quick snatch.
I have never seen Hawk play it cool once.
Well, yeah. Hey, thanks for the drinks, mister. We're looking for my friend Jiminy. He helped us out of a jam earlier, and I wanted to pay him back.
If I ever see Jiminy again, I'll kill him.
Oh, well, that's not very nice, mister. Why would you say that?
Jiminy owes every person in this bar money. That guy, do not trust him. He might look like a cute little kid. Let me tell you, cute little kid. Wait a second. You're a cute little kid. Sure. I don't know what's going on here. Are you Jiminy's friend?
Yeah.
And Ro, what did you get on that stealth check?
Shit, what was it? It was a 16.
Okay, that works. Now roll a sleight of hand check with advantage as well, because this guy is sloppy drunk.
13.
All right, you get in his pocket, but not enough to get the full contents of his pocket. You get 2 silver pieces from his pocket. And the hat's going around, so Zeph, you get 3 gold pieces, and Fnabby, you get 4.
Sick.
I guess I go up to Fnabby and be like, shall we pool our loot?
Fnabby says, yeah, I guess so. So I give you 1. All right, little high five.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Zepha likes Fnabby more.
This half-elf guy is like, I don't trust you, little man. What are you doing in this bar?
I'm getting away from Jiminy to me.
Hey, I'm talking to you, little boy. Hey, little boy in the bar. Wait. Never mind.
What has Megan been doing?
Just sitting, judging quietly.
So you guys, maybe we should retire outside the bar and do a little planning about this game.
Well, don't we have the upstairs?
Yeah, maybe go somewhere private to discuss.
So you guys are going to go back upstairs to Warwick's room then?
Yeah.
Yep. Sure.
On your way up, you actually see Warwick. He's smoking a pipe in the hallway, and he kind of waves to you guys.
Hey, Warwick.
Hey.
Hey.
Hang on, a reminder, Warwick is the
city guard dude.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, Mr. Mad Tower. Hey. How are things?
He goes, you guys having fun?
Yeah, we're having fun. What you smoking there?
Oh, nothing too sinister, I promise you that. Would you like a puff?
If it's some of the fine dank leaf, sure, but otherwise, no thank you, and consider purchasing it next time. It's the finest leaf coming out of Brie.
He says, oh, I'm,
or Kevin Bear,
I'm full aware of dank leaf. It's not quite that potent. But I mean, it might be something interesting to you. Sure you don't want some, Nora?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Make a constitution throw. Let's see how drunk you get tonight.
Drugs are bad, kids.
So,
just Nora roll a constitution saving throw.
Grew up on this. 17.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I was going to give you advantage because you said that, but that's fine. You take it like a champ. That's correct. Yeah. And actually, Warwick says, you took that hit like a champ.
I am a dank leaf, so.
Fair enough.
Say, Warwick, do you know anything about this Jujubee gang, Jeremy gang?
Justino?
Justino?
Justino gang. Do you know anything about this gang?
Yeah.
Can you tell us?
I guess you guys are new to Newham, actually. It's the Justino clan, actually. They're a big criminal syndicate around here. It's actually a big problem for us to deal with. And they run all kinds of legal card games, but, you know...
What about human trafficking? Or little fake boy trafficking? Do you think they might be in on something like that?
No, nothing like that. They just deal in, you know, there were big problems during Prohibition of elf blood, and they were,
it's not prohibited anymore?
That whole experiment failed, let me tell you, spectacularly. Justino got big in. I mean, he's actually on the decline. You know, there are murders and stuff like that, but never any human trafficking or halfling trafficking or elf trafficking or otherwise.
Come to think of it, I don't think I've seen an elf this whole time.
There was a half-elf. He was really drunk.
That's true.
Yeah. That's
Did
Derek.
Did he look like he had blood?
I don't know.
Your opinion is that these aren't the kinds of people to do kidnapping. Just gambling and selling drugs or stuff.
Yeah. By the way, elf blood isn't literally elf blood. Just a magical concoction that gets you real fucked up. Don't do it, okay? Never, you know, meth blood, not once. Okay? It seems like you all have questions for me. You want to line up? How about you, quiet wizard?
Megan just rolls her eyes and then walks, keeps walking upstairs.
He's like, oh, fine. Be my guest to sleep in my room. Your Majesty.
Sorry about her. She's pretty rude and doesn't know how the whole manners thing yet.
No, no, I get it. Being a wizard is tough.
Moody 20-year-olds, am I right?
Yeah. I was a student once. Haha, just kidding.
Zeph high fives him.
Right, boom. He high fives back. So you guys are going to go to that card game later? I mean, I overheard you, so.
Yeah, have you ever been there by any chance? I know it's not strictly legal, but you ever taken part in one of these games?
I haven't ever taken part. I'm not a high roller, but you know, I know the place.
What are the stakes there? How much does it cost to get a seat at the table?
I mean, they do 10 GP hands at least in some of the higher tables there, but you might be able to get in for less.
That's gonna be a problem.
Thanks, Warwick. And what about protection? I mean, cheating, you know, what do they, how do they stop it? People with magic can come in, do some pretty tricky stuff.
Justino Clan is anything but stupid. They know how to detect something. So if you're going to try to pull something, I'd be very careful about it.
I'm going to give it to you straight, Warwick. You tell us how we can pull something. We'll give you a bit of the take.
I'm listening.
Well, there it was. That was kind of the end of my thought there.
Do you have any kind of skills in pulling?
Well, I mean, Nora over there is pretty sneaky. Fnabby makes a good distraction. Megan doesn't know her ass from her face, so I don't know how much use she's going to be, but she might know a spell or two if we can get around their magic detection. I'm pretty good about the silver tongue, as it were, lying to people, telling people how to feel, and I can also do some deception stuff, but if they can detect magic, that's going to be a real problem. Maybe you know how to get them to not be able to detect magic or tell us who to pay off so they can't.
We also happen to have an eight ball of sorts.
And a magic frog.
Tells us the truth of things.
All right. Well, I'm going to stop you guys there. I mean, I don't know if you remember, but last time we talked an hour ago.
God, it seems like it's been weeks.
I am very interested in finding out what the hell is going on in Newham. I'm not a greedy man. I don't want to cut, but it does sound like something's going down there. So if you go down and you can find out what you can, I'll help you plan that out. Why don't we come up to my room? But I want you to promise your goal there is to find information, not gold.
Yeah, I'm with that. I want to know what's going on. I'm not going to say no to gold.
I say yes, totally. I really care about this. I get a 5 deception check.
He side-eyes you, and then he puts his arm around Zeph, and he says, keep an eye on the gnome.
I always do.
And then you go up to his room. I guess he's going to lay out some blueprints for you. Why not? And he's just going to say, all right, here's what's going down.
Just happen to have this blueprint of the game room.
I'll have to explain before you can make fun of me.
Okay. Yeah.
This here are the city layout. Don't ask me why I have this. I'm a big architecture fan.
It's good to have hobbies, Warwick.
Thank you, little boy. This is called the Blind Eye Tavern. If you notice in the back, the golem in the back, that's where you want to go. The speakeasy's down there. That's where the card game is. This is just a front.
Ooh. Okay.
Do you have a map of that?
No, I don't have a map of their secret underground front.
just checking. I don't know.
But I can give you a map of this for some reason.
Do we need to know, like, a special password to get through the door? Past the golem?
Little boy, that sounds ridiculous when you say it out loud, but you absolutely need to know a secret password. The problem is it changes every day.
Do you know it?
No.
Okay.
Now, I want you to go down in there. Follow Jiminy. He has an insight on this. I mean, there's a reason we keep that stupid loser around. He's got a job there, and he spends every penny, so they basically get to work him for free, and then before they kick him out.
That poor boy.
He's not a boy. He's old and weird. If you want to go down into the game, you need to find the secret password. They only give that out to the high rollers, so I don't know how you can figure that out, but maybe if you stick around a little bit, you might be able to figure it out.
Jiminy doesn't have it?
Jiminy works there, so he doesn't have it. He doesn't need it.
Megan, don't you have some kind of telepathy? Can't you?
I have detect thoughts. Here we go. Here's the plan. I got it.
I'm listening.
I'm going to sit at the bar, at the counter of the bar, and get a drink. And just wait there until somebody, maybe Jiminy, maybe who cares? Preferably not Jiminy. So I'll just like hide my face. But anybody comes in. And the second I see them talk, I'll cast Detect Thoughts. I will find out what it is, pay the tab, and then head on out. And then I'll meet back up with you guys and tell you guys what the password is.
That's a great plan.
Cool.
Sounds damn, good, Megan. You sharp, Megan.
Sounds good to me.
Only one of us is going to be able to go, right?
I'll do it.
Or hang on, child.
Right here, you'll see on the map. There's a duct. You might be able to infiltrate the place secretly through the duct.
Hmm.
Could a frog fit in that duct?
I'd say a frog or anything with the small category.
Wait, that would be Fnabby, right?
And Nora.
Or Nora.
Or Nora, I see. Okay.
Or Hawk.
Is Hawk small?
Oh, because Hawk's just a lad.
Because he's a boy.
Because he's a boy.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
If we want to relay information to the game from the 8-Ball without any detect magic going off, then we could have somebody in the duct.
What does the 8-Ball do again? Sorry.
You could ask it like a yes or no question and the little imp dude shows up and tells you.
Oh.
Just like a regular magic 8-Ball. Like, so you get yes, no, or uncertain or whatever.
Okay.
So if Nora hides in the ducts with the magic 8-Ball and...
But that guy, he makes a lot of noise when he comes out. Like last time we used it, he was like, ugh.
So yeah,
I feel
that's
like
true.
We might need to be elsewhere using that hidden away while maybe Thurgood and his magic frog eyes are spying.
Oh, yeah, I can't see Thursday. Okay.
Andrew, do you have the cantrip message?
Yeah.
We send Thurgood into the duct to look at the people's hands. You can see through his eyes and then message the person at the table what the other people's hands are so they know what to play.
Do we know what kind of game we're playing? Warwick, what kind of game do they play down there?
Turns out it's like Sorry.
They're playing the popular card game played by cutthroat murderers. Sorry. We're going to play threes on dice.
Okay.
But it's just going to emulate playing a card game so we don't have to play a real card game. So threes is, we're going to roll 5 d6s, and then the lowest score wins, and threes count as 0.
The reason I'm afraid of using message is if they can detect magic in the game room, then maybe somebody who gets a message might glow or something.
Let me stop you there. This is how they detect magic, and I have first-hand experience with that. You see this ugly mug right here that's for some reason on the blueprint?
Yeah,
the golem?
That's a golem. This is the bread and butter of the Justino organization. He's got a magic-detecting eye, but he's only got one, so distract him. And you might be able to get through some magic.
The person in charge of like monitoring the game is also the guy working the door.
There's multiple golems throughout the establishment.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Okay.
And how many golems are in there? Do we know?
I can't tell you that. You gotta figure it out yourself. This is as far as I can take you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So you've never actually been inside of any of these games?
Yeah, so how can you tell which guy has the magic detecting eyeball?
It looks like an ugly fucking golem.
But aren't all golems ugly?
That's racist.
Hey, are you saying each golem has a detecting eye, or are you saying one golem has a detecting eye?
Each golem has a detecting eye that they can only use
one direction at a time, essentially.
So we're going to need someone to be very distracting, potentially.
I can do that. Whatever you need me to do, I'm your guy.
Yes, you can be distracting, little boy. I mean, I think you guys can do it.
All right, yeah, let's go.
So, Meg, you want to go over to the tavern and get the password for us?
Right,
maybe if you can, while you're there, send Thurgo on a little recon mission throughout the place and see what Thurgood can see.
Yeah, maybe you can check out the layout of the game room.
All right, works for me.
All right, Megan goes ahead alone a few blocks away to the Blind Eye Tavern, and it's not quite midnight yet. It's like 11 or so.
All right, cool. I order an elf's... No, not an elf's... I order a drink.
Are you hiding Thurgood in your pocket?
Yeah.
Does Thurgood appear as like a ghost frog to not golems, or does he appear as a normal frog?
I think they're like a normal thing, except they're celestial instead of their regular creature type.
And now, what are you doing? You're watching the door?
So for now, I'm ordering a beer. I'm going to sit there, you know, sit there for like 10 minutes, like drink half my beer. And then I'm going to like nonchalantly just like walk around, look at the art. Eventually, like get my way over to where the duct is and like with my back to the duct, just like continue sipping on my beer while I tell Thurgood to just like plop right out and slide inside.
While you do that, you notice that Jiminy is passed out.
Oh boy.
He's just sort of like sleeping on the table there. Are you trying to sneak past him? Because he's sleeping, but...
I'm being wary of him.
Roll stealth.
10.
All right, you just make it. So he snoozes away happily.
Cool.
Golem sees you acting suspicious.
Uh-huh.
And then approaches you. What do you do?
All right, I just like, I close my like jacket and then continue like drinking a beer.
Do a persuasion check on looking nonchalant.
14.
It's good enough. It kind of gruffly goes... And then it walks back to its post.
And then, yeah, then I'll open my coat and then, like, let Thurgood out and in.
I'm just going to assume you walk down the vent. It's only one way. It's still in the duct, and you can see this entire room. It's the kitchen. They're cooking away waffles and pancakes and burgers and hot dogs in this super high-class place.
Get that delicious kitchen smell up in the bar area. So you get all the patrons hungry.
All right, cool. Well, I'll tell Thurgood to just... like hang out like around the wall, like in the very corner, like as tight as the wall, and just like...
Do you want him to jump out of the duct? He can squeeze through.
Yeah. Yeah, squeeze right on through.
He plops down.
Cool.
These guys are too busy to hear a tiny frog jump down.
Cool. So yeah, I sort of just want him to like keep going up, but like be careful about it. Be like fast but cautious.
All right, I'm going to do something a little weird, but Grady, do you want to control Thurgood for this bit to go on your sneak mission while Megan blends in upstairs?
Sure.
Great. First off, roll a stealth check.
That's a 18.
Okay, you're a motherfucking sleuth.
One slippery frog.
Thurgood hops through the kitchen underneath the feet of the staff and makes it to the main room, which is the game and performance room for a casino speakeasy. About a dozen card tables are set up, waiters are walking around serving drinks, and you see two more golems working security. The room has a mix of seedy and high-class patrons and is centered around a big performance stage where a band is performing. The back pane behind the stage is curved, transparent glass, which overlooks the ocean and night sky. Remember, you are in the floating city of Newham suspended in the air, so you could see outside. There are two other rooms connected to this. One leads in the direction below the stairwell in the back of the bar front. The other is roped off with a curtain with a golem guarding in front of it.
Alright, so yeah, I guess Thurgood will go forward trying to get under the closest table, still avoiding being seen by any of the people playing their card games.
Yeah, you make it under the table.
Is there anything, is a curtain behind that stage?
No, the area behind the stage is all glass.
Is there space under the stage that Thurgood could fit, or is it, like, wood paneling all the way down?
Do a perception check.
9. So a 10, then.
Okay, you see a small crack under the stage that Thurgood would be able to squeeze into.
Okay, I feel so, like I'm taking so many chances with Thurgood.
It's fine. If he dies, who cares, right?
Okay, Megan.
It's not like he's your best friend.
I mean, I can make...
Part of your spirit is in this animal, I think.
You can just resummon him.
Yeah.
All right. Is there any, like, staff wandering about between tables that I should be wary of? Or I'm going to keep an eye out to see if anyone's looking for me, but I'm going to go under the stage.
No, you're good. I think we can use the same stealth check, and you can make it under everyone and underneath the stage without any problems.
All right.
You're underneath the stage now, and you can see like rafters. There's bugs. I'm gonna make you roll initiative against all the bugs. No, I'm just kidding.
Frog battle.
Frog battle.
There's like a rat down there with a toothpick.
A rat would kill this frog.
Okay, so you can kind of walk freely under here because it's all shrouded. And there's another opening on the other side of it, but I would be careful of the...
The golem who can see magic things. If we're going to be card cheating using frog eyes, I gotta... Could I see the player? I guess there's some person... I'll go behind this person who has their back to me and see if I can see their hand from where I am under the stage, just to see if this is a good vantage point for card cheating or if I have to find a better spot.
This is actually awesome.
Sick.
You can see that man's hand, and you can just see, like, the whole table. You, like, sort, because the stage is, like, a few feet up, and you kind of use your amazing climbing abilities to get up and see through the rafters, and you're able to see everyone at this table, and you can see their hands.
All right. So we got one golem guarding a door.
So do these golems see magic specifically?
They have an eye that can detect magic. You don't know exactly how it works, though.
Okay.
So, Megan, is this a good spot for Thurgood to wait for the rest of the party?
I think so. Yeah, I think they're
begin
good.
The con. As long as the player sits on that side of the
yeah, specifically.
Place.
Well, I figure yeah. On any of these sides of the tables, you can sit and Thurgood can just go like left and right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Fnabi can talk to Thurgood.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, sick. Okay.
Even if Thurgood's not close enough physically to...
I mean, if he was close, like, yeah, if I was sitting near where he is, I could talk to him.
You would just have to explain why Fnabi keeps croaking.
Yeah.
I'd be like, quark, quark, quark. Oh, this cough just won't go away.
That's just a thing he does.
He's got a frog in his throat. I just realized, so if that golem at the door has magic sensing eyes... And I'm going to have to be pretty, like, at the end of the bar to cast Detect Thoughts. Somebody's going to need to be on, like, some other side and make, like, a magical distraction at the same exact time. Or, like, if anything, like, 2 seconds before I cast Detect Thoughts, right?
How does Detect Magic work? Would it detect somebody casting something like Detect Thoughts, or would it...
Megan, do an Arcana check.
In 22.
Okay, you know that the golem will have to be looking directly at you to know that you're detecting thoughts, otherwise... It can't be in your periphery vision.
Oh, okay. So if he's like checking cards and IDs and shit like that.
You're familiar with the golems, the magic sight.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of like a common thing. People make golems as security guards. They have magic sight. And they have the ability to detect magic, but it's only magic items. They can detect spells, but they have to be looking at them. So they're very diligent. They shoot their eyesight around a lot. That's their whole purpose. But you think you might be able to do it.
All right. Just so I'm not suspicious of walking back and forth, I'll take a long way around the bar, around like the tables, and take my seat back at the bar.
So to avoid suspicion, you're going to take the long way around the entire bar to go take your seat at the bar instead of...
Yeah, I'm like looking at the walls, just like poking around.
You're perusing, sure.
Yeah.
There's a jukebox right here.
Cool.
Put on some Florida Georgia Line.
So Megan's going to chill at the bar to try to snipe the password. So what is the rest of the team up to back with Warwick at the Restless Quill?
So how close to midnight are we?
It's 11:30.
Uh-oh, we should get over there, guys. Hey, we should get over there, guys.
Abby's been playing with his 10 one-foot pieces of string, trying to various arrangements of them and casting mending on them to try to get them all back together.
So I'm going to suggest... Maybe this doesn't sound great, so maybe we need to do something to Jiminy so that he doesn't rat us out while we're in the bar. Okay. Doesn't have to be magic. I could stab him under the table. We could...
So Warwick is like, don't kill Jiminy. That guy has had a rough break. Do what you gotta do, but please don't kill him.
We could drug him. I don't know. What is the thing? Like, ethanol or whatever on a rag and then...
Oh, yeah.
Clamp it over his face. If anyone got any of that shit around, I don't know. Or Zeph, do you have like a sleeping thing
you do have an entire city.
Oh, okay.
Oh yeah.
That's a good hit of some drug dealers.
Yeah, hey Warwick, you know where we can get some of that elf blood you were talking about?
Elf blood is not gonna put you to sleep.
Oh.
I see.
Let me just tell you, like, elves don't sleep.
Right.
Well, you think he'd rat us out if we sent him to a dreamlike realm of wandering?
Well, I mean, I guess we could just tell him to leave, considering he's probably pretty scared of us by now.
Yeah.
So you could try doing that.
He might be busy playing cards for all we know, you know?
You know, I've got an idea.
Be his friend?
No. Look, I'll catch him outside on a cigarette break, and then I'll levitate him high above the streets where he can't move anywhere. I can keep it up for about 10 minutes. I think that'll be enough to get you guys in there.
Tight.
Then after 10 minutes, he might be unconscious.
Yeah, all right. I think that's the most logical and best plan.
Agreed.
I'm going to levitate Jiminy into the sky.
Agreed.
Or if we're nice to him, he could get us through the door.
Hawk.
Without...
Quiet your mouth. Your ideas are bad.
Warwick says, you guys, I like you guys.
Thanks, Warwick.
I like you too, Warwick.
You're fucking crazy.
All right, so let's head over to this bar then. You want to stop at a poison shop on the way? Just, I know we're not using poison anymore, but yeah, I don't have any poison.
It can't hurt.
There's a poison on 5th and 8th.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess we might as well, right?
We can get Megan
always
something.
Always good to have poison.
All right.
You guys going to a poison shop?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, it's called the Blind Traveler.
Yeah, let's blind some people.
Hail and well met, shopkeep.
Yeah, what do you want? What do you want? It's like near midnight here. I wanna go to bed. What do you guys want? Some kind of fucked up shit, probably.
What you got?
Do you have any poison? Yeah, what's your best poison? Paralysis?
You guys are all talking at once. I can't fucking hear a word you're saying.
All right, well, the little boy wants paralysis poison. I want murder poison.
I'm not a murder shop.
Zeph walks out.
Paralysis. Okay. I guess, yeah, well, it's not exactly legal, but you look like a little boy, so I'll sell to you.
That's very considerate, sir.
One gold piece for a paralysis, all right? Steep, I know, but you can't bring me down from this. This is my bottom line.
Okay, here's my gold piece. How big a thing of paralysis poison did I just buy?
One dose?
That's steep.
Okay.
Well, it's fucking paralysis potion! What do you want from me?
No, it's fair. Just curious.
Okay, goodbye, little boy. Have fun playing hilarious pranks on your friends. Which I'm sure is what you're doing.
We love pranking people.
I want a love potion, sir.
Okay. Listen, read the fucking sign. It says above him, no love potion.
I'm sorry. I want a love poison, I meant to say.
Oh, okay. This would make someone fall out of love with someone, right? This is
Yeah. Sounds good.
5 silver pieces.
I'll take one.
One dose.
Love poison. I say thank you and goodbye.
Goodbye. Pleasure doing business with you, seedy fellas. What about you, halfling? You want to get high?
You got dank leaf?
I got plenty of fucking dank leaf. What do I look like?
Good. You should be selling that.
All right.
I got plenty of my own, though.
Ah, fuck you. Get the fuck out of here.
Wait, I turn around and come back in. Hey, you got any elf blood?
What did you say to me?
I said, you got any elf blood?
What did you say?
Elf? What? Wait, you don't like elf blood? I heard about it recently. Sounds interesting.
He's like, I don't know about anything about elf blood.
I say, come on. We're just a couple of guys here. It's a little elf blood. It's not that bad. I make a 2 persuasion.
2 persuasion?
I say, I'm not a narc. Come on. Do I look like a narc?
He says, get the fuck out of my store!
Right. I say, okay, gotta get out.
Get the fuck out of here! He brings up, like, what looks like a shotgun, but is actually a broom. He plants it towards you. Okay.
Zeph's gonna walk back in and, on second thought, and ask for,
Hello, fine tiefling. It's rare to see your exquisite type around here.
Hey, good to see you, too. Guy... hey, what do you know about the Justinos?
What are you talking about?
You know, the organized crime syndicate that runs things around here, like the big one, the one that everybody knows about, so you can drop the act.
You a narc?
I'm the narc.
Everybody in here is from Boston and Long Island, by the way. roll a persuasion check to prove you're not a narc.
Prove you're not a rat.
17.
He's like, what do you mean, what do I know about the Justino clan? What is there not to know about the Justino clan? I mean, listen, is there not to know about the Justino clan?
I'm new in town. I'm well connected in the Underdark. I know my way around the underworld.
You're not a small dony guy.
No, I'm not a small dony guy. I'm a very large guy and not a dony guy at all.
Because small dony, he's been pushing into Justino territory recently.
Hey, I don't have any stake in who claims what territory. I just want some information. What's good with Justino? What's he involved in? Is he the guy I'm looking for?
Well, what do you want to know? I'm not gonna be specific.
Is Justino working with the cops to kidnap people and send them to some sort of weird game show?
What the fuck are you on, buddy?
Look, you asked for a direct question. I gave you the answer.
I don't have any elf blood, okay? And it sounds like you're hopped up on this shit. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Justino is a straight shooter. He doesn't fuck around with no police or game shows. What the fuck does that mean?
Wait, tell me more about Small Donnie.
All right, best friend. Justino owns Storm City, okay? Smaldoni owns the Floating Rocks. Smaldoni's been encroaching on Justino territory as of late. It's not a good thing.
Hey, I'm sorry. I actually didn't catch your name earlier. What's your name?
My name's Godfrey Cauldron.
Listen, Godfrey, okay. Help me get in touch with Justino and keep your ears open, and I'll come back and see what you know.
What the fuck was your name?
Zeph.
All right, Zeph.
Wait, no, it's Jeff.
All right, I totally believe you.
Can I roll a deception check to see if he believes that my name is Jeff?
Roll it with disadvantage because you just said Zeph.
Sorry, I forgot my own name for a second.
With disadvantage, I got a 1 plus 5 is 6.
He's like, see you later, Jeff.
Oh yeah, since I'm taking all this time with you, what kind of poisons you got? Maybe I should buy something.
Alright, I can't list them out. You want a poison? You ask me.
It's like a cheese shop.
How about a silence potion?
5 silver pieces.
I'll take 3 and I toss him 20 and say, keep the change. Thanks for your help.
Do you say, you filthy animal?
I do, but then I wink.
So it's like a very sexy, you filthy animal.
Bye! And then he shuts his door.
So, Megan, this entire time you've been waiting in the Blind Eye Tavern watching the doorman for the underground speakeasy, and a seedy-looking dwarvish man approaches the golem. The dwarf says something to the golem, and the golem steps aside and lets him into the secret door in the back of the bar.
Before that happened, I cast Detect Magic. Or Detect Thoughts, sorry, yeah.
What does he have to do to save that?
Nothing. If it's a surface thought, you just get it.
Ask the golem, ask him, what do you want?
This is what happened. The golem said, password. And the guy said, you ready?
Yeah.
I'm only going to say it once. Whipped banana cream.
Banana cream. Okay. Got it.
Megan, you get another minute of detect thoughts. So you could detect surface thoughts around, unless you want to stop it because the golem.
Yeah, no, I stopped it immediately as he went through.
Okay, so meanwhile, the rest of the team makes it to the Blind Eye Tavern, and they're now just standing just outside.
Should we try to scope out the Jiminy situation before we all just charge in?
Yeah, so Megan's still in there, right?
Yeah, I'm still in there.
So we're just lurking out in the street.
I'm sure you all know that Hawk isn't going to behave if he gets too close to Jiminy, so you probably should, one of you, should go in there first.
Yeah, I feel like Nora should slide on in here.
Yeah, I'll go in.
And lure Jiminy out here, and then we'll do the plan.
Is this a window?
Yeah, there's 2 windows. If you want to climb in the window.
Yeah, I'm just standing at the window. Oh, by the way, I left all my magic items with Mr. Mad Tower.
Okay, so Nora walks in, and it looks like she walks right up to Jiminy, who's passed out on a table.
So I guess I'll, sit down and sort of, roughly sit down and sort of jostle the table enough to wake him up on purpose and be like, oh, hey, Jiminy!
Yeah, no, he's still sound asleep.
Yeah.
Out of character, stab him in the thigh.
I feel like I could just get, a tiny little wheep. And
so you're going to stab him a little bit with your fucking dagger or something?
Just a tiny nick.
All right, that's going to wake him up. He's going to go, whoa, 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 what did I do? I don't owe you money. I don't owe you money.
I don't owe you money. Calm down.
Oh, my God. It's you.
Hey.
What do you want?
Hey, no. Hey, I wanted to apologize. I was with some people who weren't being so cool to you.
Yeah, I'm not cool.
And I felt bad about it. You know, us little people, we gotta stick together. I thought I could, make it up to you. I got a whole bunch of dank leaf. And I thought, we could chill.
Wait. You got dank leaf?
Hell yeah, I do.
You are gonna give me some dank leaf.
Yeah, I thought I'd make it up to you.
This is the drug episode, by the way.
Whatever the opposite of dare is.
Drugs are great. Do them all. Yeah. So, I thought I'd make it up to you, little person to little person. Share some dank leaf. Have some good times. And,
well, they don't know what it's like.
Huh?
They don't know what it's like just living in this world.
People are always stepping over you.
I know, it's fucking bullshit. And yeah, I know, yeah. Every halfling I meet, they know me.
Yeah?
Well, roll a perception check or a persuasion check to see if he likes you.
Oh, okay. 13.
He likes you.
Okay. Why don't we head outside and let me smoke you out to make it up to you?
I think that sounds good.
All right.
He's going to go outside with you. I assume you're going to walk just outside the door?
Yep.
Okay, he's outside, and he's like, all right, give me a hit of that, sweetheart.
As soon as Jiminy walks outside, Zeph grabs all three bottles of that silence poison, and I dunk that shit down his throat, like, as he's talking.
So Jiminy doesn't see this coming at all and only gets out a quick yelp before you douse him. And he shakes and screams and yells, but he makes no sound at all.
Great. And as soon as he's quiet, I cast Levitate on him with Quicken Spell to make it instantaneous. And I levitate him like, so he's just off the ground and like I'm holding on to him basically to high enough that he can't touch anything around him. I can grab onto him still if I need to.
Okay, he's about 4 feet tall, so he's like 4 feet off the ground. And he's just sort of floating there. And he looks at you, Nora. He has this look in his eye of complete dejection, mistrust.
Betrayal.
Betrayal, that's the word.
Nora just shrugs and is like, fuck you, dude.
You're not gonna give him like a puff or anything. No.
And then it takes a deep hit of dank leaf and blows it away from
him. You guys are fucking cold. Alright, so he floats sort of like in the air.
Zepha stares at him and says, you're gonna be very still and follow us.
He immediately stiffens and he just nods his head.
Alright, and then I just wanna take him, all of us, to the alley so it's not like sus. Listen, Jiminy, I would say that I'm sorry about this, but I'm really not. At all.
Jiminy looks at you and mouths a very angry fuck you while flipping you off.
So here's what's gonna happen is you're gonna float your little ass home, not say a word of this. I'm gonna go through your pockets, take everything you have. You can keep your money. I don't give a fuck about your money. You don't have any anyway. But any information, any ID, I'm going to take all that. You would have been a lot more useful.
At the word information, he starts waving his hands. And he's like very adamant about something. He's like pointing at his throat. And he's like,
I think he's hungry.
Stuff his Slim Jim in his mouth.
He's pointing at his head. He's pointing at his throat. And he's like, and then he starts doing this motion between his mouth and his, he's like,
he needs a Slim Jim, quick.
Did anybody get a pen and paper?
I'm sure Megan does, but
Megan, I think is still in the bar.
I'll go ask.
Well, hold on. I have a forgery kit, so I assume that would be included within a forgery kit.
Yeah, for sure.
So yeah, I hand him a pen and paper and be like, "All right, this is how we're gonna talk. Write down what you're trying to say."
He's gonna write down the words Bixie Fellows, and he's gonna write Kenko, which you know to be a race in D&D, which is like a bird person. Kidnapped by. He's going to write revenge and underline it 3 times. Please let okay. help.
This motherfucker's illiterate.
Hey, Nora, would you go and grab Megan real quick? I think she might be able to help us with this.
All right.
Wait, is everyone else illiterate?
Can nobody read except for me?
So Nora goes into the bar to get Megan?
Yeah, so, hey, Megs, we gotta go.
With banana cream!
I mean, cool, yeah, that sounds delicious, if you can get some. But also, we've got Jiminy out here, we need you for a sec. Bring the banana cream if you need it.
Oh, okay. But wait, what time is it?
It's like 11:50.
Well, we should probably get going to this game, though, right?
Yeah. But we just gotta do this quick thing outside, you know? Don't want to say too much in here, but, you know, just real quick.
Okay.
All right, Megan and Nora go back outside to the alley.
Oh, Jiminy. This is the first thing I've ever approved of anything Zeph has done. Yes. I'm just like, okay.
Yeah, Jiminy is currently floating completely upside down.
Megan, will you do us a favor and read this guy's thoughts like you did?
Okay.
Because he's trying to write and he can't make a complete sentence and it's really embarrassing for him.
Okay, fine. So ask him what you want to ask him.
Oh, yeah. What the fuck are you talking about, Jiminy?
All right, and then I'll cast the tech thoughts. What did you tell them before?
He wrote it down.
Oh, he wrote it down. You motherfuckers.
I hand Megan the piece of paper that says, Bixie Fellows, bird person. Yeah, kidnapped by revenge, please. Yeah.
He was kidnapped by Bixie Bellows, the bird person, and he wants to help get revenge.
I say, calm down. Take a breather.
He breathes in.
And then I show him the paper. Explain to me what this means.
He's like, listen, you can understand me?
Yes.
Okay, when I was captured, all I can remember was that I was running hot and I had Bixie Fellows in the hole. Bixie Fellows is a Kenku. They're probably down there right now. I want revenge. You guys want answers. I want to work with you. He's like, I can help. Just get down there and get Bixie Fellows. I want that fucker dead.
What does Bixie Fellows look like?
Fucking bird person.
Oh, he's the bird person. There could be multiple bird people. I don't fucking know.
He looks at you and he says, he looks like a fucking bird.
All right, so then I relay all this information about, I'm like, all right, so there's some bird guy named Bixie Fellows. That's who he was playing with when he blacked out.
He actually interrupts you while you're saying this. I swear as I wasn't that drunk. I was ahead. For the first time in my life, I had a whole pot in front of me. I had Bixie Fellows in the hall. Next thing I know, I'm unconscious. I wake up and I see your ugly mug behind bars.
Yeah, so he claims he wasn't drunk, but it was the first time that he was hot. And then he blacked out and he wants our help.
He's still floating in the air upside down, but he's shaking his head in agreement with Megan.
Abby says, okay, so let's go down there. Let's make some money and we'll leave before Bixby does. We can wait out for her and Thurgood we can get the drop on him and just do the reverse of what happened to poor Jiminy here.
Zeph says, how do we know he's telling the truth?
He's not exactly in a position to lie here. I mean, look at him.
Jiminy starts making little heart shape with his hands while in the air.
Zeph raises him up 30 feet into the air and says...
Jiminy keeps showing a heart and making prayer hands with a pleading face on.
All right, I tell Zeph, do you think Jiminy is smart enough to hide his thoughts that deeply?
And then Jiminy points at his head and he's like, "Durr."
Zeph lowers him, but like dramatically slowly.
Okay.
You said you wanted to learn how to fly, little boy.
Did he?
Yeah, the first time we met him, he said that.
Jeez. That's a deep cut. All right, so Megan, so you could hang out here with the magic eight ball in the alley where it's nice and private.
Uh-huh.
And then you could psychically communicate whether we should bet or check or whatever it is to Thurgood. And then I can croak at him. And that would be one way of cheating without using any magic in front of the golem.
Message can go through solid objects if you're familiar with the target and know it is beyond the barrier, right? So if the golem can't see me, he's not going to be looking at me to be detecting magic, right?
Yeah.
I thought maybe the target of message would also glow with magic. That was my worry.
And it says the spell doesn't have to follow a straight line and can travel freely around corners or through openings. So I can essentially like use... use Thurgood to keep an eye on the golem's like line of vision and like loop D the spell.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like solid snake around the eyesight and get to whoever needs to hear it.
Yeah, or there's probably just like a fucking vent or something that message could go through or something, you know, like.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, Megan's outside in the alley. People going in, it seems like Fnabby is pretty set on going in. Yeah, because Fnabby can also talk to, like, croak at Thurgood.
So are we trying to get kidnapped or no?
No, at this point, we know who we want to kidnap. We want to follow Bixby bird person out of this bar and kidnap them when they leave. But we want to quickly make some money by cheating at cards, and hopefully we do it in less than 15 minutes.
Can we go back to Thurgood vision for a second?
Sure, you're looking through Thurgood's eyes.
Are any of these bird people?
Yeah, you catch a glimpse of a black-feathered Kenku or bird person in the main auditorium. There's only one bird person in there.
Oh, okay. All right, so I tell the team, all right, so here's where the one bird person is. He's sitting by himself on a table. Yeah. If Thurgood is here, can he see Bigsby's cards?
Yeah, Thurgood has a pretty good vantage point in the cracks underneath the stage.
All right, gang. I hope you guys are ready.
Making banana whipped cream, banana cream pie, banana... What the hell?
How do you know?
You know, I just thought I picked it up on the air, the smell of banana cream pie. Are they making it in there or something? What's the password, by the way? Unrelated note.
All right, so it's whipped banana cream.
Ah, is that what they're serving in there?
It's also the password.
How much is it?
Hold on. Okay, so what are we doing with Jiminy here?
Jiminy should just wait in the alley. Yeah. At this point, he's on our side. He wants to help torture this bird person.
Yeah.
Jiminy is still floating in the air and not looking super happy about it.
Zeph shoots Jiminy a look like, hey, you're going to be a lot less happy if you mouth off at all, which would be ironic for somebody who can't speak. Jiminy Tell me this.
Jiminy rests his two hands under his chin to mime a sort of sarcastic, I'm listening.
Zeph does not want any of Jiminy's sarcasm. Zeph grabs Jiminy, primes him much like you would a wiffle ball, and grabs his quarterstaff and just baseball hits him away into the sky.
I guess make an attack roll?
I guess that is what that would be.
Right.
13 with the quarterstaff as a baseball bat.
You hit.
All right. And also lift him up into the sky using the levitation powers further.
Yeah, he flies up so far you can't even see him anymore.
Looks like Team Rocket's blasting up again.
So you guys don't know where he ends up, but he just flies off into the ether. And that's it for Jiminy, I guess.
All right. That takes care of that.
He finally got to fly.
You guys are fucked up.
Chaotic good.
Yeah. The spell ends when he gets more than 120 feet away, by the way.
Well, that's just the levitation part, not the momentum of getting whacked.
That's right.
I assume Zeph didn't even think about that.
Nope.
A reminder, Newham is a bunch of floating platforms, so...
Oh, man.
I don't know what the fuck happened to Jiminy just now. Maybe you killed him.
I just turn around and leave and go in the bar when that happens. And I look back behind me, see if anybody's following.
Hawk's following.
Nabby elbows Hawk and says, you got a fake mustache or something?
I have my disguise kit.
Yeah, just slap a fake mustache on. You'll be fine.
All right. I fashion the bugbear hairs into a fake mustache. Should I have my fancy boy costume out or keep that covered up, you think?
Oh, you should definitely have that out, I think.
All right.
They expect fancy boys. Fancy place like this.
All right, so I throw back my cloak all the way behind my shoulders.
Right.
Shining in my fancy boy costume.
And I polish up my Garl Glittergold symbol, trying to play up my rich cleric persona. Just a corrupt man of God trying to engage in some vices, you know? And I walk up to Mr. Golem and I say, hello, sir.
The golem says, password.
Whipped banana cream.
You may pass.
All right, so I drag Hawk down the stairs after me.
Then I turn to Nora and say, like, Megan's going to stay out here, so I feel like we shouldn't go in too many of us to raise suspicion. Do you want to go in or should I? One of us should stay with Megan.
I guess I'll go in because I can be more sneaky, I guess, if I'm alerted to trouble and need to distract the golem or whatever, I can... do whatever.
Yeah, if you want to keep watch at the bar, I'll keep watch outside the bar and like in the alley, like if I'm over here, kind of just like constantly smoking a cigarette to seem like I'm just like taking a break, but actually keeping watch. And you know, we can that way easily relay messages to each other. I'll even actually be here so I can see you through the window.
All right, so I guess you chose Fnabby and Hawk for some reason to be the guys that go into the speakeasy.
We did not choose. They chose. To be clear.
We chose.
Fair enough. At the base of the stairs, a second golem is patting people down. Looks like it's checking for magic items. Who approaches him first?
Hawk does.
Hello, Mr. Golem.
The golem says... You look like boy.
Well, you look like Golem.
Hmm, true. He pats down Hawk and finds the magic whistle. What is whistle? Ha ha, very funny. What is whistle?
I don't know, I found it.
Not cheaty magic?
I don't think so.
Fine, fine. You go in. Have fun, boy. I mean, man. I mean, boy, man.
And a whipped banana sundae to you too, sir.
And a whipped banana sundae to you too, sir.
Say, I don't have any magic items. You don't have to search me. They know me here.
The golem says, do not trust gnome. And he picks you up with one arm to pat you down.
Okay.
Remind me what magic items you have on you.
I left everything behind.
Yeah.
But I do have that love poison.
I'll roll for it. Yeah, he doesn't register the potion as suspicious.
All right.
Gnome, no funny business. Be good.
I'm good. You be good, too.
I am good. I say you be good.
I ignore him and just move away from him.
So Zeph is in the bar above, Megan and Nora are in the alleyway with the magic eight ball, and Fnabby and Hawk are in disguise in the speakeasy. They see Bixie Smalls, the black-feathered Kenku bird person, grab a drink from a waiter and wander back into the main showroom. He looks jittery as hell. Good luck, fellas. The Questies are Eno Exentiev, Andrew Limbong, Grady Olson, Jules, Rowe, and me, Garrett Gardner. Dungeon Mastering, Editing, and Music by me. This episode's intro was written and performed by Rowe. Check out Questies on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Questies Podcast, and visit our website at questies.cool.